plenty.
Yeah.
Sweet and Irish potatoes.
Okay. Well, back to the corn. What do you call that part that's on the outside of it that you have to take off?
The shuck?
Yeah. What about the stringy part on the inside?
Tassel?
Yeah.
That's what I've always heard.
That's on the ear of corn?
Yeah, it's...
Or at the top. You know, the top of the stalk has something on it that's kind of like tasseled.
Maybe that's the tassel, the top.
Yeah.
Them little old bitty stringy things on the end of the ear.
Okay.
Basically for pollination.
Okay. So, are there different kinds of corn that you grow? I guess so.
We'd have our sweet corn. We would call it for eating purposes.
For
boiled corn or cream corn. Then we'd plant your regular field corn that would be down, so grow large, you know, maybe a foot long, big grain.
Okay. People around here eat grits very much.
Some do, some don't. You need to go a little farther south.
Yeah.
My wife likes grits. I don't like grits.
I do too. I can't feed them to my husband for anything. I said, I thought you were from the South. You were supposed to eat grits.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't eat them. So, how about hominy?
Hominy?
Yeah. Did you ever eat that?
Is that a type of corn?
Yeah. They take the outside part of the kernel off somehow.
I never really ate any of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember my dad doing any of it either.
What about mushy stuff out of cornmeal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a pudding or mush or something.
Never heard.
I've never seen it, but it doesn't sound too great.
Never ate it.
Okay. How about cornbread?
Yeah, all the time.
Cornbread.
How does she make it?
Yeah, like what kind of pan does she cook it in? She make big.
Well, no, it's just in. She just puts it in a regular. That remember the pot we talked about?
Yeah,
cast iron pot.
Yeah.
She just put it in that and just make it.
Okay, so it comes out to be a round.
Yeah.
You call it a.
Pone.
A pone, the basic, round one.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you ever make have cornbread that has stuff in it, maybe some kind of vegetables or meat or something like that?
I have a cornbread that they call, they have cracklings in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a meat.
Mm-hmm.
And remember we talking about the lard?
Yeah.
All right, when you cook the lard down and all the grease is cooked out of that fatty tissue,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing there but just the meat of the fat. Or whatever you call it, it's just dried up looking fat, really.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they call cracklings, and that's what they would put in the cornbread. And I have ate that. And as far as other vegetables, yeah, I've eaten them. So, it's pretty intense. They said, you put some corn in this cornbread. You know, got some pepper in it on it.
Yeah.
Different stuff, you know. Mexican cornbread. I've ate it, but as far as eating at home, you know, other than just seeing my mom and dad put that. What they call crackling cornbread.
Okay. What about other stuff like fried, any kind of fried bread, hush puppies or anything like that?
Never ate much of any